The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading, the beginning of our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. Luke writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, 'I repent,' forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." My dear friends in Christ, in our reading for today, Jesus is talking about doing our duty to God. And, well, after God has called us to faith, after he's put faith in our hearts and given us the ability to work at living for him and serving him, well, we want to do our duty to God. Doing our duty to God, it's acting on the faith that God has given to us. Yesterday, as we looked at this section, Jesus told us that doing our duty to God includes that we work at trying to not mislead someone, especially a little child, misleading someone, somehow or other leading that person away from God's grace and love. Another part of doing our duty to God is being ready to forgive others. Jesus said, "If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him." The brother that he's talking about here is a fellow believer, and that fellow believer, he may or may not have done something that directly sins against us. But that doesn't really make a difference here. When a fellow Christian sins, what he's doing is he's putting his eternal soul in danger. And whenever a fellow Christian would sin, wouldn't we want that person to repent of his sin? Likewise, if we sin and put our eternal souls at risk, wouldn't we want a fellow Christian to come to us and encourage us to also repent of our sins, to confess our sins, be sorry, look to Jesus for forgiveness, and well, with the Holy Spirit's help, work to fight against the sin that's in our lives? Since we all have a sinful nature, the fact of the matter is that we'll all need at times to be rebuked for our sins. And we'll also need to rebuke others because others will sin as well. They too have a sinful nature. And when we need to be rebuked, may we humbly confess our sins. And when we need to do the rebuking, may we do it not in pride, thinking we're better than those others, but may we do it in love for that person's eternal soul. Well, Jesus said, if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, "I repent," forgive him. If someone's sins against us, if they're actually against us, it may at times be difficult for us to forgive. It's not always easy to forgive those who've sinned against us. But Jesus wants us to forgive even when it might be difficult for us to do so. And now, in this picture, 7 times sinning like this, can you imagine a fellow Christian sinning against you 7 times in a day in doing the same thing against you each time? The same sin 7 times in a day? Can you imagine that? We might be inclined to just simply say, 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. And we may even think that the 1, 2, 3, giving them those opportunities, that's being generous if we are forgiving under those circumstances. But Jesus says if he comes back to you each time after sinning and says, I'm sorry, please forgive me, well, what should we do? Forgive. And remember, that's what God does for us. God keeps on forgiving us. He keeps on forgiving us. When he has the number 7 here, that doesn't mean that God wants us to keep a record and start tallying things off and saying, well, he's coming to that number 7. No, God doesn't want us to keep a record like that. He wants us rather to be ready to forgive no matter how often a fellow Christian would sin against us, if in faith that person is led to repent. Well, Jesus said, if he repents, forgive him. However, let's also realize that what Jesus isn't saying here is that if someone doesn't repent, that then we should refuse to forgive that person. In the Lord's Prayer, think about what we pray. We say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Whether or not a person repents, what we'll want to do is forgive as our Savior forgives us. As our Savior forgives. Oh, and always think about when Jesus was being crucified, when those soldiers were pounding the nails into his hands and feet. We don't hear them repenting of their crime. There is no repentance that is mentioned. But Jesus still said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Our sinful nature just doesn't want us to be that forgiving. But when we are forgiving, like our Savior was, what a burden that's going to lift off of our formerly troubled hearts. So what we'll want to do is forgive everyone who sins against us, no matter how much they may hurt or harm us, no matter how often they may sin against us. However, if they aren't repentant, what we do have to remember is they are rejecting our forgiveness, but more importantly, what they're rejecting is God's forgiveness. They're rejecting God's forgiveness, and furthermore, if any sinner, if any of us is not repentant, if we're not sorry for our sin, if we don't look to Jesus for forgiveness, and if we don't want to refrain from that sin in our lives, well, what we're doing, what they're doing, is they're rejecting God's forgiveness and separating themselves from the Savior. That's a tragic thing. But Jesus says to us, forgive. Our duty to God? Forgive. And always remember how much our God has forgiven us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us all to be very careful so we don't set a bad example that could mislead anyone, especially little ones. Help us rather with our words and actions to be forgiving and to lead souls to Christ and his forgiveness and his grace and love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.